Texas barbecue is on the menu, and secession from the Union is the topic at this restaurant near Houston. The Texas Nationalist Movement has been pushing the idea for 16 years, though the group did not originate the petition for Texas to leave the U.S. Executive Director Kerry Weiss says people here are worried about government debt.
When the federal government can no longer sustain that debt, then that rolls back onto the back of all the states, not just Texas, but all the states.
Some here do complain about a spendthrift, intrusive federal government, but most Texans seem to dismiss the idea of secession.
I don't think I would sign it.
Come on, please. No, that would be ridiculous.
I don't think we have the resources to completely rely on ourselves.
The petition calling for Texas's secession is among several from other states that appeared on the White House website after President Obama's re-election. Most support appears to come from states that voted for his Republican rival, Mitt Romney, and, like Texas, seceded from the Union once before, sparking the American Civil War. Mr. Obama's re-election is not mentioned as a reason to secede, but the Texas petition claims, among other things, that the federal government has overstepped its power. More than 115,000 signatures are on the petition. But political science professor Mark Jones at Houston's Rice University doubts that Texas will ever secede.
This is just more political theater than reality. It's not something that, it's not a real secessionist movement. You don't have any serious political actors getting behind the movement to secede.
Jones notes that the signatures on the petition represent a tiny fraction of the state's more than 25 million people.
This petition was started mostly as a lark by a college student up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and many of the people signing it aren't even Texans.
That's because anyone can register on the White House website and sign the petition. At the Nationalist barbecue lunch, about 20 people attended, but some, like Gina, came mainly to listen.
I don't really necessarily know that secession is really a possibility, really could happen, but if any place in the country could do it, I know it could be done here.
And while not everyone agrees, the Texas professor says signing is an easy way to vent frustration with official Washington. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.